While the race for Syracuse mayor is getting much of the attention in central New York this election season, politicians say don't ignore the contest for Onondaga County Legislature. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, candidates aligned with three distinct political factions are all jockeying for votes, and results could ultimately have an impact on the fiscal future of the city of Syracuse.
All 17 members of the legislature are up for re-election this year. Two seats are open, and incumbents are running unopposed in seven others. The GOP has long held the majority in the legislature, most recently with a 13-4 edge. That's too lopsided, according to Democratic floor leader Linda Irvin.
Anything we can do to increase our numbers is going to be helpful. The government should not run this way. The people should have more of a voice that's diversified.
She's confident this year because Democrats are running competitive races promoting a Democratic legislative agenda in eight districts currently held by Republicans. But it's not just the GOP versus Democrats. A controversial pay raise vote 2 years ago still festers among some conservative Republican legislators and the Conservative Party, which has pulled support from lawmakers who voted for it. There are conservatives facing incumbent Republicans in a couple of races, which has the potential of putting more lawmakers in the camp of Manliest legislator Kevin Holmquist, a frequent critic of Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney.
Here we've got Casey Jordan and myself. Next year there will be more than two.
Mahoney represents a more moderate wing of the GOP and says ultimately she's worried about the impact a larger conservative voice will have on one of the biggest decisions lawmakers will make in coming years, how to split county sales tax revenue between the city of Syracuse and suburban communities.
There's this legislature election, and then there's one more, and then we'll have the sales tax sharing vote. And people, a lot of legislators are leaving this year, and you're going to get a whole new slate. And you need a majority if we're going to continue to be able to share sales tax.
The tax sharing deal is something Mahoney says must continue if the city of Syracuse is to remain fiscally viable. Mahoney, by the way, would also be up for re-election in that time frame should she choose to run. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.